anywhere in the city, I'll tell you the best public toilet.
54th and 6th.
Sperry Rand Building, 14th floor, Morgan Apparel. Mention my name. She'll give you the key.
The greatest city in the world, New York, New York. It's home to 8 million souls, a magnet for 52 million tourists a year, and legendary for the grossest public toilets this side of a Turkish prison. That makes sense, since nobody really owns public toilets, leading to the ultimate tragedy of the commons.
There's a reason the New York City shopping blog Racked recently listed 16 of the best in-store private bathrooms for New Yorkers on the go. Now, can you imagine a similar list of Johns maintained by Mayor Mike Bloomberg's tidy team?
Getting top marks are the bathrooms at upscale accessory store Henri Bendel, where each stall is the size of an Upper West Side studio apartment.
This tastefully decorated facility at the half coffee shop, half clothing store, Saturday Surf, has beautifully designed wooden accents. Bergdorf Goodman offers bathroom goers a delightful combination of fancy beauty products and mood lighting.
Forget Central Park, the Statue of Liberty, and Times Square. What makes New York so great aren't the public spaces, it's the private ones businesses leave open for the public to trample.
Whether that means misusing the books at Barnes & Noble, surfing the internet at the Apple Store, or working all day at a Brooklyn coffee shop while nursing a single $2 cup of joe. More important, it's the city's bookstores, coffee shops, boutiques, and other businesses that welcome the full-bladdered with open stalls and scrub toilets.
Let's hear three flushes for American capitalism. If it weren't for these great private bathrooms that we could just walk in and use, we'd all be walking around with our own toilet paper rolls, hand soap, and wax paper rim covers. For Reason TV, I'm Kennedy.